This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com and the executive director of the World Sweeping Association. I'm pleased today to have Patty Collins with me on the telephone. Patty is the vice president and national sales manager for Texas Refinery Corporation, which is a 95-year-old fourth generation business that offers a variety of products that are involved with the automotive industry and heavy equipment industry. I will, with that, ask Patty to tell us about TRC, also about how their products might benefit the power sweeping industries. Welcome, Patty, and I look forward to hearing this information myself.
Well, thank you, Ranger. I appreciate you having me on today and inviting us to talk about Texas Refinery products. We are proud of the fact that we have been in business as long as we have, over 9 decades now, and fourth-generation company. It says a lot, I think, about companies nowadays. You don't find very many companies who will go into the fourth generation. But the motto of our company has always been to manufacture the highest quality product that we possibly can for our customers. And we have customers that have been buying from us for 30, 40 years because they know they can depend upon the quality. For your industry, there is a lot of dirt, there is a lot of contamination that can occur, and we have a number of products that would be beneficial, everything from our diesel additive or gasoline additives to help keep injectors clean, help keep the DPF filters clean, to the engine oil that we manufacture, which are also very high quality, can offer extended drain intervals, but also provide a good turgency and dispersancy so that you're keeping the engine clean and for the longevity of engine as far as reducing wear.
Well, that's so important with today. I know there are a lot of changes going on in the lubricant field. Quality of diesel fuel, quality of gasoline have gone nothing but down, and part of that's environmental and part of it is different quality of fuels at different suppliers and that sort of thing. Talk about, if you would, pick out several of your products and kind of showcase them for me, if you would, with what you think would be most highly likely to be candidates for somebody in a sweeper or with the support vehicles that are surrounding sweepers.
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to. A couple of things that a lot of our customers find right off beneficial with our products. One of them is grease. We are a manufacturer of a very high-quality grease, and some people think grease is grease, but that's not the case. We manufacture a grease that has a 100-pound Timken load rating for extreme pressure benefit. Many of them on the market today are, you know, running around 60, 70 on Timken load rating, so we're putting more chemistry into our product, which for our end users means, you know, less wear of U-joints or kingpins. They don't have to go through replacement parts near as much because of a higher quality product. So we're reducing wear for the customers with the grease. For our fuel conditioners, you're right, the quality of the fuel, especially diesel fuel nowadays, is not what it used to be. Of course, they removed a lot of the lubricity from the fuel when they changed it over to the ultra-low sulfur diesel. The TRC Diesel Pep fuel conditioner will help to keep the injectors clean, keep the carbon from forming. In these newer engines, one of the biggest factors is what they call internal injector deposits. Used to, you would see carbon build up on the injector tips on older engines, but in the newer engines, where they're finding all the deposits now is internally, which is much more difficult to clean. And our diesel PEP has an additive in it that will actually help to clean up the internal injector deposits and as well as provide the lubricity and also to help to take care of moisture in the fuel as well.
Well, those are such important things to do.
That's right. And you have people in all industries, whether it's construction or in your sweeping industry or farmers or, you know, there's always those individuals who really want to maintain their equipment. It's expensive. They need to, you know, sometimes they are owner-operators or sometimes larger fleets, but, you know, if that piece of equipment is down, they're not making any money. So there are those individuals who want to purchase a quality product to ensure that their equipment is going to last just as long as it possibly can.
That's certainly one of the items that I talk about a lot to the World Sweeping Association members is, you know, everybody wants to save money and spend less, but it's really overall cost that you're after. You want to maximize the length of your vehicles. That's so critical.
Yes, especially when you are a smaller operator, you know, because if you have a sweeper down or something like that, and maybe you only have a couple of those, well, then you're really cut into your revenue if you're not able to have that in production.
That's for sure. Testing appears to be a critical part of, I guess that's how somebody would tell whether it makes sense for you to use your products. How do you go with testing? How do you recommend for that?
We do offer, for our engine oil, for example, we offer an oil analysis program so that a customer can safely extend their drain intervals. Typically, our customers can run 2 to 3 times their drain intervals at most oils on the market. But we want that to be done safely. And so we provide it at no charge, but it's done by a third-party company called WearCheck USA. So if someone is running our engine oil for a period of time, they can pull a sample, send it in to WearCheck, have it analyzed so that they can tell, get a good idea for both predictive and preventive maintenance. You know, do I have maybe an antifreeze leak, or do I have too much dirt getting into my oil, which would be abrasive? And we find that to be very important for our customers, to be able to kind of like going to the doctor and having blood work drawn to know what's going on inside your body. If you don't do oil analysis on an engine oil, you really don't have a good idea of what's going on inside that engine.
Well, that's so true, and I think a lot of people neglect that aspect of their equipment and their machinery. So that's certainly a plus to using your products. That I would see is that then you have testing available to see how it's working for you. When you talk about extended drain intervals, how does that affect warranty work? I know that that must be a question you get all the time.
We do have that question come up, but because it is provided by a third-party company and reports are generated, then typically warranty is not an issue with most OEMs. Of course, we would always recommend they check with their, you know, the OEM concerning the extended drains, but most OEMs almost get thrilled about someone taking, you know, that effort to actually use an oil analysis program to safely monitor their oil and then be able to extend their drain intervals.
What would be a typical situation for a new customer that's coming into you? If they start using your oil, would you suggest that they would complete a cycle with the oil, get to a certain number of miles or hours, and then send the oil in to be tested? Or how would you recommend?
We do, Andrew, and that's a very good question. It depends upon, I would say, the industry, an over-the-road trucker versus a construction customer, or if someone's, you know, in the sweeper industry, you're going to have more a typical dirt contamination than an over-road trucker would have. But what we suggest to customers is that when they start on our engine oil, they run a short period of time and go ahead and pull an oil sample and send in. They can continue to run the oil, but submit the sample. Maybe if they're used to changing their oil at, let's just say, 10,000 miles or 250 hours, you know, shorten that by at least maybe in just a fourth of that time. Go ahead and pull a sample and send it in so we can see what's going on. If they haven't been using oil analysis prior to that, then they really don't have a good idea whether they have any issue, a head gasket leak or anything like that, that they might not be aware of. So initially, we do ask them to send it early on once they make the change. And then from there, we take a look at the analysis and see what it shows, and then we begin to extend it from that period of time. And usually we get, like I say, can get customers out to where they're sometimes 3-4 times the drain intervals that they had been running.
Yeah, again, the analogy to the medical field, I think, is a good one, where you need a baseline to know, you know, where you started out, see where that would be a great way to go at it.
Mm-hmm.
Get your baseline, right, and then see where you can go from there. Tell me about 2 or 3 of your major products. Now, we know that there's an engine oil that offers extended drain intervals. We are talking about a couple other lubrication. The 5% Moly, I believe, is in the article. Is that the 100-pound
Moly? Yes, that's the grease. Yes, Moly Paragon 3000 does have a 100-pound Timken load rating plus the 5% molybdenum disulfide in it.
What else would you suggest that people really would check out and give a try at that you feel would be a cost-effective change for them?
Well, in addition to the grease and the engine oil, I do believe the fuel conditioner would be outstanding. Diesel PEP for diesel engines, and then we have a product called Dieseline for gasoline engines. Because as I mentioned previously, fuel just isn't what it used to be. The quality is not near what it used to be, and customers experience problems, especially diesel engines, with that internal deposits. Like I had mentioned, they start to have hesitation problems. Realize their engine isn't operating like what it used to operate. Sometimes they use a product like our diesel PEP, and they get improved horsepower, they think. It's not really improved horsepower per se, but it's just that we're cleaning up all of the deposits in the engine, the carbon and varnish deposits that occur in that fuel system. And by doing so, then the engine is able to, have more horsepower because we're cleaning up, the carbon and varnish that's formed in that fuel system. The injectors are not working properly, then they're not getting proper fuel atomization.
Of course, and that kind of a process happens so slowly over time that what you thought was peppy at one point you think has just become tired, but it could well be becoming varnished, kind of clogged up in the systems.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, those internal deposits on the newer engines, like I was mentioning in the injector system, those happen fairly soon. They happen pretty quickly, and they first realized it back when John Deere came out with some new engines and they had some issues with it, and then other OEMs had realized that they were having the issues as well. Versus the older engines where the carbon would take a while to build up, in these newer ones it happens pretty quickly.
And is that primarily because of the fuel or because of the engine's configuration is different because of the environment? For example, in the article we referenced that there's no downdraft tube anymore for if somebody puts in excess oil. The engine tries to atomize that, which of course it can't, and that changes everything. What do you think is the main contributor for that?
Well, I think some of it is the change in fuel and also the change in design of the systems. The tolerances in the fuel injection systems are so much tighter than they used to be, and also filtration on the fuel system. The fuel filtration is at such a smaller micron than what it used to be as well. So I do think changes in engine design as well as changes in fuel, and now some people are not aware that with diesel fuel, the ultra-low sulfur diesel, they can allow up to 5% biodiesel to be manufactured in it without disclosure. So there's a lot of the diesel fuel now that has biodiesel already added into it, and sometimes that biodiesel can cause some issues in those fuel injection systems.
My goodness, I certainly hadn't heard that about biodiesel, and I actually co-authored a book on biodiesel.
Yeah, now they allow up to 5% without disclosure, to the end users, without having to actually disclose it.
And the users of biodiesel would say, oh, that's nothing, nothing would happen. But there's quality issues, I think especially in biodiesel, you can have quality issues in how that's brought in. And so, again, we're back to testing and realizing that your fuel quality is not the same as it used to be. What else should we say about either Texas Refinery or and anything else that you'd like to talk about? How, if nothing else, how somebody would get hold of you and find you? Of course, if you type in Texas Refinery Company on the internet any place, you're going to come right up with your company. Anything else that we should say?
Well, we do have a very thorough website. It is www.texasrefinery.com. We have, I think, one thing separates us from a lot of companies in our industry. We have all of our specifications on our products listed for our customers to do their research there. And, of course, if they want to inquire about specific applications or products to use, we are more than willing to visit with anyone and give them our recommendations from here of what would be the best product to use. I've been here 35 years at the company myself, so it's I think it's a company that just, if you want a quality product and if you want to have quality for your piece of equipment, no matter what industry you're in. I do think it would be important to explore Texas refinery products and try one or two. That's all we say is give it a try, and I think that speaks for why we have customers that have been with us, 30 and 40 years.
Well, when you're talking about a leader in an industry that shows all of their specifications and that is willing to and, in fact, encourages no-charge testing once you're using your products so they can see the difference. And, of course, they can go test for then, too, with their old oils or their old lubricants and so forth. But it just seems like method of operation for Texas Refinery is very impressive. And I have been on the website, and you're right. It's quite impressive.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, clearly when you show all your specifications, it's like laying your cards face up on the table, and it does make you wonder then why some of the other competitors have a few cards face down. I would encourage those listening in the industry to really consider this seriously, and many of you have quite a fleet of vehicles, so pick a vehicle that you think would be representative and give Texas Refinery Corporation a call. As Patty says, visit with them about what their representatives believe you might use of their product line, and then test it and see what you think. It provides better longevity and overall lower cost, then know you made an excellent decision. Thank you very much, Patty, for your time. Much obliged. You've been in...
Well, thank you, Roger.
Yeah, you've been doing this longer than I've been doing sweeping, and there's fewer and fewer people that can say they've been in business longer than I have these days. So congratulations for that. Again, we've been speaking with Patty Collins, and she is the Vice President National Sales Manager for Texas Refinery Corporation. They are at www.texasrefinery.com, and if there's one thing that I think was brought out in this interview is that Patty was not looking on her wrist where she had jotted down notes for what to say in the interview. You're clearly a professional, and that's so fun to find. So thanks again for that, Patty.
Well, thank you, Ranger. I really appreciate that.